Welcome to the show about nothing and everything. Enjoy the ride.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Good evening, everyone. Glad to have you back with The Vast Wasteland tonight. Quick reminder that tomorrow night is the Goofy Ass Award Show, and the first thing that we'll do is give you another rundown of the five semifinalists. Now, these are people who have done either really stupid things or really notable things that got them on our list. The list I'm going to give you is in no particular order. It's just, you know, five celebrities. And at the top of the list, I have Trevor White. Trevor is the editor of The Dubliner. Trevor's on the list for faking the nude photos of Tiger Woods' wife. That would be Ellen Nordegren. Next up is Jessica Alba. And if you remember, Jessica is on the list because she has been playing a sex kitten, well, you know, the type of role that she normally plays, and now all of a sudden she wants to be considered shy. Alrighty then. Next up is Paris Hilton. She's on the list for posing nude for her new wine, Rich Prosecco. Funny thing about that one, it turns out it's a sparkling wine that comes in a can, which makes it all the stranger. Number four on the list is Jessica Simpson. She's on the list because she thinks that doing a nude no-name movie is going to give her a lot bigger ratings and make her more famous and so forth. And rounding out the bottom of the list is Britney Spears. Now, we told you about it last night, and I've heard it on some other radio stations today, so actually it looks like we scooped everybody. But Britney's on the list because she stole a lighter, a Bic lighter, for $1.39. And believe it or not, a paparazzi photographer had to go into the gas station she stole it from and pay for it so that she wouldn't get in trouble. News of the weird is almost where that list comes from, especially when it comes to Britney. Okay, folks, tonight we have an evening with Alimentra. And we're going to jump right in, and we'll be back after this first song, and we'll give you a quick rundown on the band.
We'll be right back.
That was Initiation by Elementra. And let's find out who Elementra actually is. The band members include Bobby Shiflett. Bobby is guitars and voice. Laura Whitney, also voice. We have Kenny Shiflett. Kenny is drums, voice, and probably kind of a master of other trades. Andrew Reed is bass. Steve Castile plays guitar. And Kat Shiflett is public relations. And I'm seeing Kevin McKinney, executive producer. Now, from everything I've heard from Elementra, because this is actually one of my favorite indie groups, listen to them quite a lot, this is a group that covers a lot of different kinds of music. In other words, you can't really just pigeonhole them to, say, rock music or folk or something like that. What you'll hear when you listen to Elementra for any length of time is you're going to hear some punk, you'll hear some progressive rock, you'll hear some folk or folkish sounding music. The nice thing about it is the fact that it isn't just one kind of music. A lot of musicians or a lot of bands, whenever you hear their material, it'll be interesting in that you'll hear, obviously, a lot of different kinds of songs and variations on the same thing. The problem is, the theme is the same. Elementra is a little different that way because, they're not stuck into really one genre. You might hear one song and one or two songs later, you'll hear something that sounds like it would have to be a completely different band. In a way, it's a little bit like TVL, The Vast Wasteland. We're not really pigeonholed to any specific genre. We spotlight a lot of different things, including shows where it's just flat-out comedy. And there'll be other times when you might hear jazz, you might hear rock, you might hear punk. Well, Elementra is similar in that regard. Let's listen to another one of theirs, and you'll start to kind of get a feel for how different some of their songs can be between each other. The last one you heard was Initiation. Let's hear another one, and this one is deliberately going to be quite a bit different so that you can kind of start getting a feel for their creative chops. Sales by Elementra out of Birmingham, Alabama. You can catch Elementra online, by the way. They have two main websites. Check out Elementra.org. That's their main site. You can catch them on MySpace, just like you can catch most people's dogs or cats on MySpace, being that everybody on the planet, I think, has a page on there by now. That's going to be www.myspace.com/Elementra. That's Alamantra, spelled just like it sounds. Definitely, you know, check them out. Check out their websites. There's a lot of great information out there. It's really, really great music. They're one of my favorite indie groups. I have some of their tunes burned to a CD, and I listen to it on the way to work. It's really, really good stuff. You know, you really need to even Google them. You know, find out some more information that's out there about them that you might not find on the websites. Okay, let's jump back in with a little bit more Elementra. The next song we're going to hear is called Mark of Cain.
Dying land is broken.
The Vast Wasteland will return in a moment.
One, 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 two, one. Earthlink, high-speed internet connection, includes free antivirus, firewall, spyware block.
Jimmy, it's time for dinner!
Ma, I'm trying to make a commercial here!
Hurry up, it's gonna get cold!
All right, give me a couple minutes, jeez.
Make the switch to Earthlink, dependable, reliable internet connection. Hey, this is Jay Donnelly from MadPod.com. What would you do if the GoDaddy girl gave you her phone number? Let's see.
You know, I met the GoDaddy girl out, and she gave me her phone number. So, time's ticking, so I'll give the GoDaddy girl a call.
I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
What the hell? Maybe I dialed it wrong. Let's dial again. Okay, GoDaddy girl, here we go.
Hello?
Ah, it's a guy! Okay, maybe I wrote it down wrong. Let's try it again. Here we go. Hello?
The number you have dialed
yeah?
has been changed.
Okay, what's it?
The new number is...
What is it?
Get your .com domain name for just $6.95 a year. Get a piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. And as a MadPod listener, enter code MP3 to get your discount.
That GoDaddy girl piece is one of our new favorites. We've been getting a lot of emails about it, so we're making sure that you get to hear it. In the past, probably our most popular one's been Blondstar. So if you've wondered why sometimes you hear that a lot, well, that's why. A lot of people email, please, please play Blondstar. Blondstar's awesome. Play it. So, we try to get it on, especially on a night when we've gotten a lot of requests for it. Blondstar right now is our number one requested bit, but I have a feeling the GoDaddy Girl one is going to replace it. Okay, let's listen to some more Alamantra. The next tune you're going to hear is called Dark Room.
Is it real?
Well, that'll wrap things up for tonight. I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight for another The Vast Wasteland show. I'm going to give you just another quick review of the names of the semifinalists that you'll hear in tomorrow night's Goofy Ass Award show. Again, these are in no particular order. Number one on the list, we have Trevor White, the Dubliner editor. Number two is Jessica Alba. Number three is Paris Hilton, basically going, you know, naked to promote her sparkling wine that comes in a can, not a bottle. Number four is Jessica Simpson. And number five is Britney Spears for doing a five-finger discount on a $1.39 Bic lighter. And again, for the uninitiated, yeah, the Goofy Ass Award Show will be taking all five of these names, putting them on little slips of paper. They go into a box. They get shaken around a little bit, make sure they're pretty well distributed. We reach in, take a draw, pull a name. That person becomes finalist number one, and they're also assigned heads on the magic quarter. The next draw determines the second finalist. We reach in, pull a name from the remaining four left in the box. That person becomes tails on a magic quarter. Towards the end of the show, we spin the magic quarter and determine who is the actual winner and recipient of that week's Goofy Ass Award. And in case you're wondering, we've actually had a couple people ask, yes, the magic quarter is a real quarter. It's not a double heads, double tails. It's a real, it's an actual quarter. It's a 2004 quarter. We call it the magic quarter a little bit for the same reasons that if you're familiar at all with SpongeBob SquarePants, they tend to listen to this little thing called the magic conch shell. Well, the magic quarter is sort of our magic conch shell. All right, everyone. Well, that is a wrap for tonight. Thank you for joining us. And as we lead out of the show tonight, you're going to hear one last tune by Elementra. This is Symphonette. Good night, everyone.
The Vast Wasteland is heard on Shoutcast Radio and by podcast. Our listener line is 702-446-4192. You can reach us at thevastwasteland.podomatic.com as well as thevastwasteland@podomatic.com. Have a good evening.